Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Evan Starnes, the host. And today, as of the release of this episode, is Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all who celebrate it. I really hope you are enjoying it. It is my favorite holiday of the year, mainly because I get to engorge on junk food and drink a lot of eggnog and spend time with my family. And that, to me, is very, very important. And I hope you guys are enjoying time with your families, your friends, or hey, if you're just flying solo this year, curl up under a blanket with a cup of hot chocolate and whatever you like to listen to and just relax and enjoy the rest of this year. I just have to announce one thing. Colorado Gives Day was December 10th, and we, for the first time ever, met and actually kind of a little exceeded our goal. And I just want to thank everybody who donated, promoted, and supported us this year. As Penn Street says, it takes a village, and it definitely did take a village this year, but I'm really, really happy to make that announcement. Now, what I've got for you guys today is actually a little bit of a special treat, as we're not recording anything for the rest of this year. We're taking it easy here. But I did want to rerun a couple of fun episodes from this year and actually the end of last year. But today's episode is entitled From Pipes to Wipes and Sandwich Bites. It's one of my favorite episodes personally. It was back in the days when Jonathan was hosting and I was the co-host, and it was when I had just moved into my apartment, and I was trying to find a couple of fun episodes to for those listening on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, you know, to entertain you all with. And I've handpicked these two different episodes, the one that I just described and another one that I will not disclose until next week. If you want to see Evan ride the struggle bus, yeah, this is the episode for you. Anyway, enough rambling. Let's get into From Pipes to Wipes and Sandwich Bites.
Okay. In the absolute dereliction of duty comes one Evan Starnes making his way to the gallows.
Yes. I've earned it today.
I'll let you listen to it.
Okay.
Go for it.
I've been anything but on top of it today, man. I apologize sincerely and know it's an excuse. And there it is.
Well, now that we got all that out of the way after I've chastised you to death, welcome to BLT. I'm so glad that we have gotten out of the -8 and -24 wind chill.
Oh, and me too.
That was brutal. We had 3-4 days of negative temperatures, where I think the high for those 4 days, I think the most was 7 or 8. And that was a little cold even for me. And like a dunce, I will throw myself under the bus and I let my pipes freeze. I didn't let my pipes freeze, but they froze.
They froze. It happens.
Because they were in the crawl space in my house, and in my crawl space, there's this gap for ventilation that allows for radon gas and things like that, because it was built there's no radon system. Anyway, they put the main water line about 2.5 feet away from that opening, and the 90-degree elbow froze. And so I spent most of Sunday trying to thaw that puppy out and hoping that my pipes wouldn't burst. So luckily, my pipes did not burst. I'm glad for that.
You got to watch the game while doing it, is what I heard too.
I did, yeah. I had the heater under there, and I had my daughter's hair dryer under there, and I was watching the game under there. So I was in a crawl space, and it was all of 10 degrees, and so it's that cold weather training that I love so much. Going to help me prepare for next season for hunting. So anyway, did you have any fun adventures over the weekend while it was like stupid cold outside?
I honestly did absolutely nothing this weekend at all.
You didn't even unpack your house?
No, I did. I did parts of that.
Okay.
I'm doing it kind of one item at a time. I'm not I was trying to do it where I was just, I'm going through every single box all at once, and then I get home from work and I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I'll just do one. This was my first weekend I got to spend completely by myself. It was fun in certain ways. It got incredibly boring and meh after a while. But I didn't leave once. I don't even think I walked out of my door to even go get the mail or anything. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law enticed me over with some green chili, some homemade green chili. And
I gotcha.
He makes it hot, like to the point where your nose starts swelling and your face starts turning red and you start crying like a little baby.
Well, it'll make it easier to stay warm on the way home.
Well, you would think, but still -8 degrees is too cold for that. Like when I came home last night, I had my kids with me or a couple nights ago, I had them with me and it was so cold. Like my car was like, are we really doing this? I don't want to start. It was just so.
That thing about starting? Yeah, it's been called a winter vortex.
For all of our Minnesota, Northeast, United States listeners, you can have all the cold. You can have all the snow. And no, thank you. I will take I am not a stay in the heat all day long, but I want my cold. But here in Colorado, this snow is going to be gone by the weekend. Already it was negative and the roads are already clear of snow. We had almost 6 inches of snow.
Something crazy like that. And it was kind you could build a snowman with.
Yeah, it was good snow. Anyway, so you got to unpack your stuff. We actually got a question from a fantastic listener, so thank you for the question, and we're going to play that question for you now. And this whole question revolves around home gadgets and vacuums and Swiffers and a very interesting technique that we're going to get into. So we're going to roll the question, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is a question for BLT Podcast. Are you going to do an episode on house cleaning tech? I use the Swiffer because I love how knowing it picks up stuff, no matter even if I can't see it. It's just like an electrical magnet, and it picks up stuff. However, my daughter just got one of those little computer robot round things that go around the house. I don't totally know how it works, but wondering if that's something I could invest in, or is it worth it? But what are some options of keeping our floors clean when we can't see our floors without literally getting down on our hands and knees or doing the pattern formation every day? So look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Wow, this is going to be a really fun one to unpack. I'm excited for this.
All right, Evan, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with keeping your floors clean and the Swiffer, as that was actually something I didn't even think of. Usually if somebody asks me a question on the show, I immediately gravitate towards tech and anything that's got Wi-Fi or computer hardware in it.
Yeah, wires and cables and Wi-Fi connections, oh my.
Oh my. Oh, man. But yes, actually, let's just start there. Okay. Swiffers in general, especially if you've got – well, we're going to just dive right into this, as you guys can tell. Swiffers are an amazing tool to have for anybody, but particularly if you're blind, low vision, because they are seriously among the easiest cleaning appliances, in my opinion, to use. You just slap a wet pad on the bottom and then you're going. And
okay,
as far
hold on.
As keeping,
I'm gonna stop because there may be some person out there, to no fault of their own, who has no idea what even a Swiffer is. So
that's a good point.
But before we get into like the whole technique, a Swiffer is basically a glorified mop that has this very interesting flat bottom that has an angular head. It maneuvers, it articulates, you know, side to side, front to back. You can get all sorts of in crevices under chairs and under baseboards and things like that. But it has this wet pad that you kind of stick on the bottom, or some have pads that you wrap around the top of the head.
Yes.
And you kind of depress them into the, I guess, the little cavities. And it holds this pad in place so that you can mop your floor, essentially. Some Swiffers actually have electronic components where it'll spray solvent on the floor so that you can mop up other messes. Some have just the moist pads that you don't have to moisten them. They're already – I know some people are going to really buckle at the word moist.
Yes, that's – Not entirely sure why, but yes.
I have a friend who that word makes them absolutely sick. Anyway, so you have those little pads that are wet, and they have the cleaning solution on them. They work really, really well. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, keep going.
Yeah, basically it takes the whole bucket out of the equation when it comes to mopping.
Yes. Which I like, because Landon knocks the buckets over.
Ugh, I used to bump into them all the time and get like slosh water all over the floor, and
then you have more mess to clean up.
Yeah, so definitely not fun. Plus, you got to fill that bad boy and empty it out, and it doesn't always stay warm, or sometimes it gets just dirty too quickly. Yeah, there's so many inconveniences about that.
I know.
But so yeah, the Swiffer essentially takes that completely out of the equation. Now, Jonathan mentioned there is an electronic variant out there, and it is called the Swiffer Wet Jet. And the Wet Jet is wonderful because basically, yeah, it's got a little canister of cleanser that goes into the top. And then you don't need to replace the pads. You squeeze this trigger as you're using it, and it just kind of does all the rest for you. And they do have other more affordable variants that can – yeah, essentially you once you put the pad on the bottom, and then you just kind of mop the floor as you usually would, except that you're not having to stop to squeeze out the head into the bucket and dip it in and soak up water and then drip it all over the floor. So it makes it just so much easier. We are going to kind of get into the technique here. It's pretty much like if you've used a stand-up vacuum. You kind of walk in like a – at least the way I always do it is like a grid pattern.
Okay.
The most you got to do is worry about if that pad's dirty. And you can pretty much clean an entire – like you can clean an entire room and then some with just a single pad. And they actually do have a couple of different types of pads too. They have the – they have the wet kind that that we talked about, and those just come in like a container, and they're all soaking and dripping wet.
Yep.
And then they also have a dry kind that's really good for getting dust off of the floor. So if you have like a very if you are in a very high trafficked area, like a kitchen or whatever, I'd always recommend using one of those first.
Yep. For sure. Now, we're going to kind of get into the vacuums here in just a second, but she mentioned that, you know, either getting down on your hands and knees or doing the pattern formation. What is the pattern formation?
Honestly, the pattern formation is what I discussed. It's that grid pattern. So you
gotcha.
Yeah, forward all the way to one wall, and then go completely back, and then slightly left, and then forward to the same wall, go back slightly left, kind of in like a vertical, like, line pattern, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it.
Sure. Do you also learn that in like O&M training and things like that? Or is that just something you pick up from people?
I mean, if you go to any training programs, they'll teach it for home management.
Okay.
It's not something you'd get out of particularly cane travel or travel classes and mobility classes in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But mobility classes – then when it comes to orientation, they will probably help you out with it, though.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's transition into vacuums, either handheld vacuum, or I guess push vacuums, or little robo vacuums. I personally don't have a robo vacuum. It bothers me that they just kind of roam around. And yeah, the floor is clean, but then it leaves weird patterns on my floor. And I am the I like my rows. I like to push the vacuum, move it a little bit to one side, and push the vacuum again, and it's all uniform and nice. Okay, so now that I've gotten off my soapbox, vacuum robots. I know you've had a couple.
Mm-hmm. I've got one.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, so mine's honestly quite basic. I got it from a friend, and I just bought a new power cord for it, actually. The most common robotic vacuum you're going to hear about, and that is their technical term, is the Roomba. Mm-hmm. And they're great, but also just ridiculously expensive. We're talking like $700-$800
right
for one of these things. Yeah. Mine was more like $200-$300. They have some out there for about the same price. Mine doesn't have Wi-Fi, but they have some with it.
Yeah.
But the cool part about these devices is, especially lately, they've added more functionality into them. So besides vacuuming your floor, mm-hmm. they can also mop your floor now too.
Oh, nice.
They've actually added like a very incredibly Swiffer-like functionality.
Sure.
And it's just a little pad that kind of mounts to the rear portion of the vacuum. And then right. it basically disables the vacuum part of it, so you're not sucking up water into the vacuum and ruining it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it essentially just moves along the floor, kind of actually in a very similar grid pattern that I discussed earlier. And it has a little water tank kind of thing that will dispense cleaning solution and water onto that pad and kind of always keep it wet. Now, in my opinion, they don't do as good of a job as doing a manual like Swiffer, but they are convenient to just kind of do some, set it and forget it. You know, you hit start, and you walk away.
Well, they kind of feel novel. Like, it kind of feels like a novelty thing to me, where I could vacuum and mop my own floors much faster than a Roomba could, mm-hmm. Or a self, a vacuum or a Swiffer wet jet by itself, or whatever. Yeah. But
well, it's a convenience thing. It's kind of one of those like –
for sure.
But yes, even the most top-tier robotic vacuum is still kind of sluggish when it comes to movement.
Right, because how long does it take for your Roomba to, let's say, do one room, do a living room?
I'd venture to say probably about half an hour to an hour.
Okay, that's great if you like set it to run while you're at work. And
exactly.
It returns to its base station. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you really want to get like a deep clean in, it's
if you have a home party and you've got people coming in 15 minutes and you forgot to vacuum the floor, you are SOL.
You're going to have to run. You're going to have to scramble and break
that.
Out the Swiffer.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely not.
Any other little home tech tips for flooring? I know we kind of covered these two pretty quickly. Any other tips for that?
Yes, absolutely. So you'd actually talked about vacuums that return themselves to their base.
Yes.
And nowadays they're all supposed to do that. I've never seen I haven't seen one in a long time that you have to charge manually.
Right.
The base is something I'd kind of like to just dive into a little bit, because
please.
The bases can also come with more functionality in the form of the bases can essentially vacuum the vacuum. In fact, the one that I was talking about, there's one I was actually talking about a few months ago. Yeah, right? Think about it. A vacuum vacuuming a vacuum?
Yeah, the visual there was just way too much.
Right. It's not as exciting as it looks, though, unfortunately. there's actually a vacuum I kind of talked about briefly on the show a few months ago, made by a company called Roborock. And the base is kind of cool looking. It has three reservoirs mm-hmm. or container-y looking things on the top of it. And One of them is for clean water, the next one's for dirty water, and the third one is a dust collection bin for the vacuum part.
Nice.
And so, yeah, essentially what these bases now are able to do is completely clean the mop head, refill the vacuum, and then there's actually there is a vacuum inside the base that essentially kind of uses the port that the vacuum uses for suction, and it kind of does like the reverse of that and essentially completely clears everything out of that little dust collection bin on the vacuum itself.
It's weird.
It's like, so basically these things can be fully autonomous and you can set them to run when you're at work.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll pretty much do its little thing. It'll undock itself from the base, and the Roborock ones are cool because it can intelligently adjust between mopping and vacuuming. It can actually raise and lower its little mop head. The one I've got, unfortunately, requires a lot more manual labor. You actually have to go and slide the mop head onto the back of the vacuum and install the water tank and fill it up. And by then, you might as well just grab the Swiffer yourself, you know, and do it, because you've spent 10 minutes fiddling around at the thing trying to get it to work.
Yep. So, oh, I love that.
Now, there's something I really wanted to talk about before we wrap this show up really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's brands, because we've been talking about robot vacuums, and I mentioned Roborock and all that. But I imagine people are like, oh, my gosh, what brands do I start with? It all depends really on the functionality you want. But accessibility is really, I imagine, quite important for these folks, for a lot of these folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to say Roborock, as far as accessibility in their app is concerned, ain't great. It's usable, but it's not my favorite.
Gotcha.
Now, there's a company out there called Eufy, U-E-F-I. It's basically owned by Anker, that makes all these really good chargers and cords and power banks. But they also have a brand of appliances. And not only are their vacuums very affordable, but their app is really, honestly, really accessible. And I think you could even go pick some of these up at Walmart. So,
awesome.
Yeah, Eufy is the brand I would highly recommend to anybody looking into a robotic vacuum. They've got all sorts of types and sizes and variations.
Well, this has been kind of a lot of fun, and we've mopped our floors, we've vacuumed our living rooms, and now I think it's time for, I don't know, a sandwich?
The sandwich of the week.
All right, so let's see. I don't really have a sandwich. I'm going to get some inspiration from my good man, Evan. Evan, do you got a sandwich?
Guess what? I don't really have an exciting one either, except for one that I made this weekend that was really good and awfully convenient. And it was a little Philly steak one. I love I actually went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, like a few years ago.
Okay.
And got to try my first real, like, Philadelphia. Yeah, real Philly cheese steak sandwich.
Nice.
Now, these don't even remotely compare to that at all, but I love me a good Philly steak sandwich. And I mean, these, you know, you unwrap it, you put it on a plate, pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and you got yourself a nice little sandwich.
Nice. There was this burger that I remembered at Red Robin, and it was a Whiskey River barbecue chicken sandwich, and it's this like whiskey bourbon sauce chicken with the sauce, and then wrapped in bacon and red onions and lettuce and tomato, and oh man, it was so good. It was so good. I'm going to go to Red Robin tonight.
I'm not even hungry, but that makes me – like that's making my mouth water. Especially with the sauce, man. Oh,
so
my goodness.
Good. Dude, that sauce was on fire. And who can – I mean, bottomless fries. Come on.
You cannot compete – yeah, you can't compete
Maybe
with bottomless
fries.
Maybe what
I'll do is I'll go get a basket of the bottomless fries, and I'll put some in a little baggie and bring them home so I can dip them in my brother-in-law's green chili.
Yum. Make your own chili fries. Not chili cheese, technically, but –
Well, I'll throw some cheese on there. Absolutely. You kidding?
Yeah.
Put that in the oven? Oh, absolutely. Now, Evan.
Yum, yum, yum.
I know that we're going to get some responses from this. And all the ladies out there are going to be like, look, there's two dudes who are talking about cleaning. And for the ladies, that is like a, The creme de la creme. So if you end up going on any dates, you'll have to credit me for that. Yeah, credit me for that.
Absolutely.
Well, I love that. Evan, any final words as we wrap today?
No, but I hope everybody was able to stay warm and keep their heat running. It was...
For sure.
Oh, my goodness. Bloody cold.
It was super cold. Yeah, keep those phone calls coming in. We love hearing those voicemails. You can call us 720-712-8856, or you can email us at feedback@aftersight.org. And as of today, you can go online. And if we've got Valentine's Day coming up, we've got all these holidays coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And we are doing shout-outs for Aftersight. And so if you have somebody that you love, your kids, your grandma, your spouse, your grandparents, aunts, uncles, doesn't matter, give them a shout-out. For $10, you can have us read your shout-out over the air. And so it can be like, hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for my buddy Evan Starnes. He's awesome. And just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day and punch you in the face. And no, I'm just kidding.
Out of that we're going to get one of those, aren't we?
Yeah, we're absolutely. So you can now keep it within reason. We can't read all the, you know, dirty, nasty, raunchy swearing stuff, you know, over the air that we would really want to. So keep it clean, keep it, you know, PG-ish. But we want to make sure that you guys get a chance to show some love to your loved one. And we have a promo code L-O-V-E. That's love, L-O-V-E, all caps. And you can put that in the promo code in when you go to purchase these. Now, to purchase these, you will go to aftersight.org/shoutout. And that's aftersight.org/shoutout. So, with all that being said, Evan, it has been so much fun hanging out with you today.
Absolutely.
I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And so, for Evan Starnes, my name is Jonathan Price, the entire Aftersight family. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget to plug in your devices. No, both on that one.